And I'm just thank the Lord for our health and things He's given us. He didn't have to give me nothing. I didn't have to be here. He didn't have to bring me into this world. But I'm here. And I'm thankful that He put me here, that He gave me this life. And don't matter what else happens, Brother Barry said a while ago, talking about how good the Lord's been. Don't matter what else happens to me, while I'm here, I get to live forever.
Thank God. Boy, good.
I get to live forever. I'll never die. I get to live forever. Get to be with Him forever. Get to be in heaven. Get to enjoy His presence forever. And so I'm not, my life's not winding down. It's winding up.
Oh, that's good.
It's not winding down. It's winding up. Yeah, I'm getting ready to take off. All those that are saved, taking off time's getting closer. And he's been so good to all of us. All of us have reasons to praise Him and worship Him and adore Him because of who He is and what He's done. And He's been so good. Let's turn with me, if you will, to 2 Timothy, 2nd chapter. I've been thinking about this for a good while. I've been, you know, sometimes Lord gives us preachers things, and sometimes they start out as things He wants us to give heed to.
Yes, sir.
Before we tell other people. And a lot of our sermons, I mean, I hardly ever just go in search of a sermon. But a lot of them have come out of things other preachers have said. When I study God's Word myself, just studying God's Word, I mean, it just, a light comes on. Hey, you need to give heed to this. You need to read this. You need to study this more. And this is one of those things a little while back, I read it and it lit up. So I want us to look a few minutes tonight on being a soldier is what I want us to look at. 2 Timothy, 2nd chapter, I'll start reading the first verse. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. And if a man also strive for mastery, yet he is not crowned, except he strive lawfully. The husbandman that laboreth must first be partaker of the fruits. Let's quit right there. Let's go to the Lord in prayer briefly before we start. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You, Lord, for this privilege You've given us to be here tonight.
Yes.
Thank You, Lord, for Your precious Word,
yes,
Lord, that You've given us. Thank You, Lord, that it talks to us. Thank You, Lord, that Your people, Lord, Your divinely inspired Word, it's Your very breath, it's Your words to us, Lord, and it does talk to us, Lord. Tells us the things we need to know. Shows us, Lord, shows me my needs, shows me, Lord, Your promises, shows me who You are. She tells me everything I need to know. Lord, we thank You and we praise You for it. Have Your way tonight, Lord. Show us. Help us to see how to be better soldiers. Help us to know that we are all soldiers. And some things, Lord, are true of all of us. Just the same, no matter who we are, we're all soldiers. Lord, You want us to know certain things, want us to do certain things, want us to be faithful. Lord expects us to be faithful unto death. Be ready, knowing, Lord, that there's a rewarding day coming, Lord, when this life's over. Thank You, Lord. Have Your way in this service tonight. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I want you to notice down here, He said, there, therefore, endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Now, everybody that's been saved is a soldier. Everybody. We're all soldiers. And you know what? All God's soldiers are active duty soldiers. There's no soldiers on inactive duty. I mean, now we may try to be on inactive duty, but God wants all His soldiers to be active duty soldiers. And something else about being a soldier for the Lord, you're always in combat. So you're always active duty and you're always in combat. Whether you realize it or not, whether you're recognizing it or not, whether you're realizing your responsibility and who you are or not, it doesn't change. It doesn't change. I've heard some people, and I've even heard some people lately say, well, I'm just going to quit. I'm tired of fighting the devil. I'm tired of hardness. I'm tired of hard things. I'm just going to quit. Well, I've got news for you. In God's army, there is no place to quit. I mean, it would be no different if, and my son's over there in Iraq, and it would be no different if you was on the battlefield and you was a soldier, if you was if you was a U.S. soldier and you was on a battlefield somewhere, and you said, well, I'm sick and tired of this, I'm just going to throw my weapon down, and I'm not going to fight anymore. And so you head out across enemy territory saying you ain't going to fight anymore. And it's no different. I believe it's perfect application to say that you're in just as much a danger if you did that in God's army as if you was on a battlefield of the U.S. Army and you was on the battlefield in Iraq fighting and you throw down your weapon and say, I'm not going to fight anymore. And you head toward home a walking through the enemy field. I mean, you're going to be hurt either way. And I've heard people lately say, I'm tired of it. And I've got one man in mind in particular that was a preacher. And I heard that he said, I'm sick of it. I'm tired of fighting the devil. I've just quit. But there is no place to quit. There is no place to quit. You're going to get hurt. Not only are you going to get hurt, those around you are going to get hurt. Your Christian friends are probably going to get hurt. Your family's going to get hurt, and you're going to suffer terrible loss. You're going to suffer terrible loss if you decide that you're going to get out of the battle and you're going to quit. You're going to suffer loss. You are. You're going to suffer terrible loss. You may turn act like you're blind and put a blindfold over your face and act like you can't see and act like you don't know, but things don't change. Things don't change. Just because we say I'm not anymore, things don't change. The Lord's not changed His mind. The devil's not changed His mind. The devil's not going to quit because you say you quit. He's going to destroy you. He will tell you to quit. And He would love for you to quit. But the reason He wants you to quit is because He wants to destroy you. He wants to destroy your testimony. He wants to destroy your family. He wants to destroy your church. He don't want you to have any influence anymore. So He would love for you to quit, and He wants you to quit. But that's the worst thing you could do is quit. There is no place to quit. There is nowhere to quit. So you're a soldier in God's army. You're active duty. You're in combat. That's the way it is. Whether you realize it or not, whether you try to turn the blind eye to it, put a blindfold on your eyes and say that it's not true, it's still true anyway. You're a soldier in God's army. When you trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, you become a soldier in His army. Also, I recognize that when we just trusted Jesus our Savior, we didn't know a whole lot of things. We weren't the same as we are right now. We weren't grown up. A lot of us still aren't grown up. But we weren't grown up, didn't know a whole lot of things. We couldn't fight the battle as well. And the Lord, He's so merciful and so gracious and so kind to us. And He takes those things into account when we just get saved. And He feeds us on milk. And He gives us good and glorious times when we first get saved. And tries to get us established. Tries to get us to grow. Puts us around good people. Gets us in His Word. Tries to get us ready and prepares us. He does that for us. All of us aren't the same though. You know, there's different ranks in the army. There's different ranks, and you have to learn more and more to achieve a higher rank. You know that? You have to learn more and more. You have to go through evaluations. If you decide you want to go to a higher rank, you have to be evaluated. You have to learn general orders. And my son Jared, he's a sergeant now. He's an E5. There a while back, he rose to a sergeant, and he had to learn a lot of things. And he had to study and study and study, and he had to learn a whole lot of things to be able to rise to that rank. Now, I was sort of proud of him because they told him after he did it, they said, you aced it. They said, you done better than anybody else out here that's went through that and tried to rise to the rank of E. You've done better than any of them did out here. So I was sort of proud of him for doing that, but he had to learn a lot of things to rise to that rank. Had to learn. Had to study. Had to learn a lot of things. Those soldiers, they have to know a lot of things to be an effective soldier. They have to be able, to take their weapon completely apart and clean it and put it all back together again. They have to know their weapon. They have to know their weapon. It'd pay us to know our weapon, wouldn't it? It'd pay us to know our weapon, be able to take it apart and put it back together again, know all we can about it. So, they teach them how to be effective soldiers. Can you imagine if your weapon jammed? If your weapon jammed, I'm glad our weapon don't jam, but if you weapon out on the field and your weapon jammed and you don't know how to take it apart to clean it and fix it, it'd be bad if you didn't know your weapon. If you didn't know it, a good soldier needs to know his weapon. But he said, and your hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ, no man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. There several days ago, I was talking to Jared over the internet, and Jared, he's extremely smart. He's got a real keen mind, and he figures things out real fast and catches on to things real fast. I wish you'd catch on to a lot of the right things real fast like he needs to, but he catches on to things real fast. And I wrote to him and I said, Jared, I said, sometime when you get time, I said, I'd like for you to write down a few things about a good soldier. I said, write down a few things about what makes a good soldier. And he come right back. Technology is amazing. I punched it in halfway across the world. In 1 second, he punched back in. And he said, I can give you a few things right now if you want me to. I said, yeah. I said, go ahead. So he gave me 7 things about being a good soldier. And there's multitude of more things. There, a few years ago, he left a soldier's handbook there at the house, so I've got it there, and I even got it down and looked through it some. And it's got a whole lot of things in it about being a soldier that you have to learn, have to know. But he come back to me that day, and he said, I can give you some right now. So he gave me some. And I'd already been studying a lot of things about being a soldier. And he gave me a lot more things I thought they were real good, and I know you will too. But he gave me 7 things right here about being a good soldier. And then I didn't know how I was going to do this, the things I've been studying, I found out how to put every one of them in the things that he gave me. So Lord really worked it out pretty good. And he's able to do that, if we'll just listen to him. If we just listen to him, he can work things out pretty good in our mind sometimes. If we listen to him, we get in trouble when we don't listen to him. So Lord help me put these things together. And I'll just start out right here. A good soldier always does what he's told without complaint or question. A good soldier. Now a good soldier, that's how they train them. That's how they train them. When they get on the battlefield and they're under fire, they want to make sure that soldier does what he's told instantly, without question or without complaint. You don't stick your head up in the battlefield and say, "Now I don't exactly like what you just told me to do." That won't work too good. But the commanding officers, they even sort of almost brainwash those soldiers. You recognize that a lot of young men, they say, "Well, I'm going to join the Army or Navy or Marines, and I'm going to be a soldier." And instantly, in my mind, I've known a lot of people that went in the Army. Both of my brothers were in the Marine Reserves. And, of course, Jared went through the Army. He's been in the Army now several years. So I know a lot of what that's about. And when a young man tells me, "I'm going to join the Army or Marines or Navy," I think, in my mind, I'm thinking, if I don't say it out loud to him, I'm thinking, I wonder if you know what you're getting into. This is going to be the hardest thing you've ever done in your life. I wonder if you know what you're getting into. And I've even told some of them, I said, if you can't stand to go until you think you're going to drop and die, you better not do it. And I said, if you can't stand for somebody to stand in your face and scream at you and call you names and call your mama names, you better not do it. Because they're going to do that, and they're going to be as hard as they can on you. They're going to try to get you ready to obey them without question or complaint. They're going to try to get you to where when they give you an order, you say, "Yes, sir," and you do it instantly. Instantly you do it. Without even thinking. Without even thinking you do it. That's how they try to train you. You'll not even have any thoughts or questions in your mind. Well, should I do this? Should I listen to him? Or you, they want you instantly. Yes, sir. I will do what you say, sir. They want them to do that without question or complaint. They want them. A good soldier always does what he's told without complaint or question. A good soldier in God's army ought to do that too, shouldn't he? We ought to be know enough about the Lord. After we've been saved a while, we ought to know enough about the Lord and about His Word. And I know how we are, and I know how our flesh is. But we ought to get to know Him enough that where He said, when He says, "Michael, I need you to do this," I mean, His before I let my flesh enter in, I should start letting His Word. I should start filing through the rules and regulations of His Word and what He said and what He's told me. That's what everything should be filtered through, shouldn't it? When a soldier does what he does, it should be filtered through. It should be filtered through his rules, his training, what he's been told. This is what I should do. This is what I learned. This is what I've been told. This is the right thing to do. I'll do it instantly. I'll do it because it's the right thing to do. It's the best thing to do. A good soldier always does what he's told without complaint or question. Of course, we know that a soldier has, you know, they used to have a draft. They used to get drafted into being a soldier. And I can remember, you know, when the Vietnam War was going on, that the draft, they still had the draft. And the only reason, I didn't graduate till 74, so I didn't have to get drafted. And my oldest brother, he didn't have to go because my dad died. And he had to stay there and help take care of the family. That's the reason he didn't have to go to Vietnam more. But there was a draft. And when you were called into the U.S. Army, you were called. Or you were drafted. You were drafted. And nowadays, you sort of got a choice and you can join. You can join the Army. But when you got in the Army, whether you were drafted or today, when you join the Army, you're in the Army. You're in the Army. The Army has control over you after that. I mean, when you're in the Army, if you even hurt yourself, if you act foolish, do something silly and hurt yourself, you can get in bad trouble when you're in the Army because they own you. You are theirs. And you can get in bad trouble for treating your body in a way that you shouldn't or doing something foolish and hurting your body. You can get in big trouble. But you have to be called or drafted. And we know that we got in the Army when we received Jesus as our Savior. He said there, endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. You're a soldier of Jesus Christ. And He said, because you're a soldier of Jesus Christ, you should act like a soldier of Jesus Christ. Endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. And so we've done talked about there's ranks in the Army. We know all Christians aren't the same. We're not all on the same level. Some of you say, "Thank goodness I'm not on the same level you are." Maybe you have got reason to say thank you that you're not. But we're not all on the same level. We don't all know the same things. We don't all reach the same level of maturity, have the same level of knowledge and experiences that we went through. We're not all on the same level. We are in, and we all do have a rank. And we all have our orders and our rules that we go by. In the U.S. Army, they have the orders, rules. They have all kinds of rules. I looked through that soldier's handbook. There's all kinds of things they have to know. All kinds of things. And then, like I said, there's an evaluation time when they are evaluated on what they know. And if they want to rise up in rank, they have to be evaluated. They have to repeat their orders, the general orders that they are supposed to know. They have to repeat them. They have to go before a board. And I'm sure that's nerve-wracking. They have to go before a board and repeat their general orders and repeat the things that they're supposed to know as a soldier. And a good soldier, let me go on, a good soldier doesn't have to be told to do the normal duties because he takes initiative and just does them. Did you hear that? I don't know about you, but some of these things made me feel sort of queasy. Feel sort of, you might say convicted a little bit. A good soldier doesn't have to be told to do the normal duties because he takes initiative and just does them. Because he knows that's what he's supposed to do. So he don't wait. A commander doesn't have to tell him every little thing he's supposed to do. Because he knows what he's supposed to do. A lot of things, he knows what he's supposed to be doing. So he takes the initiative and does them. Because if he's a good soldier. Of course, there are some soldiers that aren't as good. Some soldiers are better than others. But if he wants to be a good soldier, he takes initiative and he does the normal things, the normal duties. He just goes ahead and does them. Because that's what he's supposed to do. In God's army, we're supposed to just go ahead and do those things, the normal duties. Brother Barry shouldn't have to get up here and preach to me all the time about reading my Bible. He shouldn't have to do that. That's normal. That's just a normal thing for a Christian. Should be a normal thing for a Christian. He shouldn't have to get up here and preach every time on praying. My goodness, that's a normal thing. Normal things we're supposed to do. A lot of normal things that we're supposed to do that shouldn't have to be mentioned every day. I mean, we act like we're our children sometimes. Ain't that right? You just got young children. I mean, you get tired of telling them some things every day, don't you? Clean up your room. A few hours. Clean up your room. Tomorrow, next day, clean up your room. Don't leave such a mess. Help clean up the kitchen. Help clean up the living room. Don't leave your stuff laying around. Pick up your clothes. You can wash. You're big enough to wash your own clothes. You're big enough to do all these things. Do these things. You know, after several days, I mean, you women, it might drive you crazy sometimes, don't it? Repeating those things over and over and over again. Sometimes we find out how good of parents we are. Sometimes we don't train too good. But sometimes we act like our children. We don't listen and we don't do the normal things that we know we're supposed to be doing. We act like children. Act like little children. We're always God's children, but sometimes we act like little immature, small children that haven't learned the basics yet. Haven't listened about the basics. So Brother Barry, don't be surprised if Brother Barry keeps on preaching about things. I mean, the Lord tells him to because the Lord knows us. The Lord knows us. It's like that one preacher said, he told his wife, he went and heard this other preacher preach, he told his wife, he said, well, that's it. He said, I'm finished. He said, that's the last time he's going to preach to me about that. His wife said, and you going to quit? He said, no, I'm going to get right. So we ought to just get right. So if we get right, maybe the Lord tell him to not preach on some things he preaches on sometimes. God's able to tell His men sometimes what they need to say. So it shouldn't surprise us. It shouldn't surprise us. It should sort of awe us. I mean, because you know the Lord's watching and listening, and He knows. He knows. But the good soldier does what is his normal duties because he takes initiative and just does them. A good soldier never gets complacent or comfortable. I believe Brother Murray mentioned this a while ago. If somebody did. A good soldier never gets complacent or comfortable because that's when bad things happen. When we get complacent or comfortable, when we're not, or if you want to put it in Bible terms, what does the Bible say? Be sober and vigilant. Be sober. We're always supposed to be awake and ready. Awake and ready. We're not supposed to be drunken. We're not supposed to be asleep. We're supposed to be sober and we're supposed to be vigilant. We're awake and ready at all times. A good soldier never gets complacent or comfortable because that's when bad things happen. Jerry told me when, you know, they have to go out over there and the enemy over there, they'll set out those IEDs, those improvised explosive devices. And they've got multitudes of ways. They've got multitudes of ways that they can put them out there. And those soldiers, when they're traveling, they have to be awake, and they have to learn the enemy's tactics. They have to watch for every way. They have to watch every little thing that's laying in the road, things beside the road. They have to watch all the time. They have to be sober. They have to be vigilant, because they've got an adversary that's always trying to destroy them. And so they have to be ready. Well, let me tell you, we've got an adversary in our battle. If I say I'm going to quit, he's not going to quit. He's not going to quit. If I get comfortable and complacent, and I get sleepy, and I lose my focus, and I lose my vision, and I'm not paying attention, he's going to pull something. He will pull something to get me, or get my family, get someone around me, because I was complacent and comfortable and didn't care enough. I didn't care enough. But a good soldier doesn't get complacent and comfortable, because that's when bad things happen, when you get complacent and comfortable. So we shouldn't get complacent and comfortable. We need to always be sober and vigilant. You know, Jesus told the disciples, he told them to pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Now, Jesus told us that. That's a real important verse for us to know. Pray, lest you enter into temptation. We're not ready if we don't pray. We're not ready if we don't pray. If we quit praying, then we've got complacent. We've got complacent. And that man, John Whalen, I work with there at school. He's helped me in the month of June get to school ready. And he's talking about praying the other day. And he said, you know, sometime a man just don't feel like praying sometime. And he asked me, he's talking to me about not being right with God and not feeling like praying. And I said, yeah. I said, I've been there. And I said, sometimes too, I said, when I know I'm not exactly where I should be, sometimes I don't even try to pray, because I know what the conversation is going to be. You know that? If you're not where you should be, you know what the conversation is going to be about. Because as soon as you start praying, the Holy Spirit, God, He's omniscient. He knows me. He knows me. He knows my down sinning, my uprising, my thoughts when they're far from me. He knows me. There ain't no put on. There ain't no put on. There ain't no surprise to Him. I can't be hypocritical with Him. As soon as you start praying, if there's not something right, you hear a little voice saying, we need to discuss this. We need to talk about this. We need to talk about this. And lots of times we don't pray because it's something we don't want to talk about. But we need to pray. We need to pray. We need to be always ready. Don't get complacent and comfortable, because that's when bad things happen. That's when bad things happen. Have bad things happen to you before because you were complacent and comfortable. This world's not a place for us to be comfortable in. You realize that. You recognize that. You've learned that, haven't you? This world is not a place for us to get comfortable in. It's a place for us to work and go and tell and pray and have burdens and be broken ourselves and be in submission and be sober and vigilant. That's what kind of world we live in as Christians. I'm glad I've got a Heavenly Father that knows how to give me His peace in the midst of all that. He knows how to give me His peace in the midst of all that. But having God's peace is not being complacent and comfortable. But we don't need to get complacent and comfortable. That's when bad things happen. A good soldier has to be able to accept criticism and still be motivated. And I'm sure a lot of preachers like to talk about that. A good soldier needs to accept criticism and still be motivated. A good soldier will realize when he's being told the truth. You didn't do this right. You need to do this differently. It'll get you in bad trouble on the battlefield if you don't do this the right way. If you don't treat your weapon the right way. If you don't follow orders. You can get in bad trouble on the battlefield. It can get you or somebody else killed if you don't do this the right way. I appreciate God's man for telling me the truth. I do. I appreciate God's man. It's always for my good when God's man tells me the truth. Sometimes it don't feel too good in my flesh once in a while. My flesh don't like it too good. But I'm glad I've never been to the place yet that I would reject truth. I've never been to that place. I know I'm a preacher myself, but whether you're a preacher or not, you should recognize that the truth is for your good. And it's because the Lord loves you is the reason He tells you the truth, and it's because God's man loves you is the reason He tells you the truth. If a man's a hireling, he'll just tell you what tickles your ears, what you like to hear, what sounds good. If he's a hireling and if he don't really care for your soul and really don't care for you and your family, he'll just tell you what sounds good. Tell you pleasing things that you like to hear. And that way he'd get patted on the back and he might get more money and all those things, but he's really destroying people when he does that.
Yeah.
And I appreciate the man that'll tell me the truth. And Lord willing, I'm not going to get mad at a man.
Amen.
I'd have to be in bad shape.
Amen.
I would. I'd have been in bad shape to get mad at God's man for telling me the truth.
Yeah.
Like that preacher said, I'll just get right. That's what I'm going to do. We ought to say, I'm just going to get right. God's man's telling me the truth. Brother Barry's telling me the truth, and I'm going to get right so he can't preach to me that way no more. That'd be the right thing to do. A good soldier does what he's supposed to do even when none is looking. Well, that's a rough one there too, man. A good soldier does what he's supposed to do even when none is looking. If you're saved, of course, there's somebody always looking. But, you know, sometimes we get to the place we respect people when we do God. If we're a good soldier, a good soldier does what he's supposed to do even when none's looking, because it's the right thing to do. And it is a profitable thing to do. And it will profit him, and it will profit others if he does the thing he's supposed to do even when nobody's watching him. Even when nobody's watching him. And it'll profit us if we do the right thing, even when nobody's watching. That should be convicting. A good soldier always does what he's supposed to, even when none is looking. And like I said, you know, the Bible says in Proverbs, the eye of the Lord is in every place, beholding the evil and the good. There's always somebody looking. Always. Always knows. That's why things get preached sometimes, as I already mentioned that. That's why things get preached sometimes that's preached, because God is looking. God does know. Sometimes God tells His man to say something. Don't even wonder. Don't even wonder if that's God telling you that. It is. It is. If a preacher's worth anything, if he's listening to God's instruction at all, If he's close to the Lord and he's listening to God's instruction, God will tell him to say things. God will tell him where to preach. And right in the middle of his preaching, sometimes it may seem like it doesn't fit whatsoever, he will say what needs to be said. And you don't even have to wonder if that's the Lord talking or not. It is. It is. Because he knows. And he can talk to you through the preacher. He can talk to you through testimony. He can talk to you through song. He can talk to you through experiences. He's got a lot of ways of talking to you. If you're His child, He will talk. And if you don't listen like a good soldier, you will pay the price if you don't listen. So He does know He does know even when no one's looking. A good soldier does what he's supposed to even when no one's looking. A good soldier gets there. Now listen, a good soldier gets there a little earlier, gets himself ready, and helps those around him to make sure they're ready also. See, a good soldier a good soldier makes sure he does what he's supposed to do. He's got initiative and he gets there and makes sure he's ready. A good soldier gets there and makes sure he's ready. And if he's a good soldier, he even makes sure that others are ready. So he's disciplined himself. He's disciplined himself. And not only is he disciplined himself, he disciples others also. He's getting others ready. That's a good soldier. That's a good soldier. He gets others ready. He makes sure he's as ready as he can be, and then he makes sure the others are ready also. Because you see, he's training them too. And that's how they rise up in the ranks. Because they learn those things. They learn the right things to do. They learn the orders. They learn the procedures. They learn to do them just exactly right. And they have to go before a board and get examined and have an evaluation. And if they can ace it, and if they do it just right, they'll send them on up the ladder. Yep, you're ready. You're ready to go on to the next level because you're able to do that, and you're able to teach others how to do it too. Teach others how to do it. So a good soldier has initiative. He makes sure he's ready. He gets there early, makes sure he's ready, and then he helps others to make sure they're ready too. Make sure they're ready too. I told Jerry there a few days ago I don't remember whether it's the same time he gave me that or not, but I said, Jerry, I said, you're learning a whole lot of things in the Army that are good ideas, that are good things, good rules to go by. And I said, if you'll let them, they'll help you the rest of your life. They'll help you the rest of your life. If you learn how to be a good soldier, you can be a good soldier. And there's a whole lot of comparisons, as you've already seen, of being a good soldier in a regular army and being a good soldier in God's army. And I told him, I said, you can learn a lot of things. But if you learn those rules and procedures yourself, then it's time for you to help others to learn them. You be disciplined yourself, and then you disciple. You teach others. That's what Paul told Timothy right here. In the first part, in this second verse right here, and the things which that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. You'll see, every one of us have a teaching ministry. The Lord showed me this. Well, I need to show it to somebody else. He didn't just show it to me for me to hold it in myself and keep it. God didn't make me a cesspool. I mean, He said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. I'm not a cesspool, I'm a river. If you're a Christian, you're not a cesspool. You're not somewhere that something goes in and it just lays there and stinks. That's what things are when things go in and they don't come out and they just lay there, lay there and lay there, they stink. But we're not cesspools, we're rivers of living water. We're artesian wells. It keeps on flowing up and flowing out. And it's not just for us, it's for those around us. We're supposed to be learning things ourselves, getting disciplined ourselves, and then we're supposed to be discipling others, teaching them what we've learned. That's what Jesus said over there. Make disciples of all nations. Disciples. You're my disciple. Now you go out and make disciples. You teach others. So that's what a good soldier does. A good soldier, and listen, and if a good soldier ever gets distraught, and I've not got much more here, and if a good soldier ever gets distraught or overcome, he just falls back on his training and does what he's been taught because he knows that's the best way to make it home. If a good soldier gets in a hard place, and he gets overcome, he starts feeling overcome, what's the best thing for him to do? Best thing to do is do what he's been trained to do. Because that is what's going to get him back to base. That's going to get him back to where he wants to be, what he's been trained to do. Now, Jared told me he back when he was there in Iraq the first time, he helped protect convoys then. And he was with a lot of people that was less trained. And a lot of people come in reserves that didn't have no intention of ever going to war. But they were put in there anyway. A lot of them thought they was just going to get in to get their school. And then when all this happened, and then they had to go to war. And a lot of them didn't want to be there and hated being there and weren't ready to be there. And he said lots of them they'd be transporting and those convoys would be moving and they'd come under fire. Well, somebody that's not been trained much and don't have the right attitude and the right mindset, I mean, and sometimes they can panic. They can panic. And Jared said he had seen them, seen those young people come over there, and they'd be transporting a convoy, and all of a sudden they'd get under fire, and they'd panic. He said he'd seen them before scream and go berserk. And he said there'd been times, he said, I'd have to grab them. He said, I'd have to grab them and shake them. And he said, he'd grab them and shake them. Shape up! Wake up! Do what you're supposed to do. Do what you've been trained to do. Don't panic. Do what you've been trained to do. And that's what we need to do when we come under fire and when we feel overcome and we feel like we're not going to make it. We need to go back to our training, what we've been trained to do. You see, that's one of the main reasons why we need to know our manual. Because it tells us what to do. It tells us what to do. It tells us to pray instead of panic. It tells us what to do. It tells us to get in the Word instead of being worried. It tells us. It tells us to pray and pray and search the Scriptures instead of being worried. It tells us. Instead of panicking when we come into fire, we should know enough of the rules and we should have been going through enough training that we'll do what we've been trained. We can fall back on our training. And we know that's what's going to get us where we need to be. We know that's what's going to help our family. We know that's what's going to help our church. The training, the good instruction, God's Word, praying, that's what's going to get us through. Panicking's not going to help anything. Worrying ourselves to death the way God ulcers ain't going to help nothing. It's going to hurt. But falling back on our training that we're supposed to have. We need to get our training so that we can fall back on it. A good soldier is steadfast. A good soldier has resolve. He gets to that place that I will do what I've been trained to do. He's been taught right. He's determined. He's got resolve. I will do what I've been trained to do. He gets under fire. He falls back on the things he's learned. If he's under fire, he gets under cover. He knows how to protect himself. He knows the best way to fire back. He knows how to protect. He knows how to attack. He knows different actions he should take under certain circumstances. He knows those things because he's been trained to do them. He's been trained to do it. And that's what's going to get him safely back to the base. That's what's going to get him safely back to the base. But if they panic during those battles, if they panic and don't follow procedure and don't go by the rules that they've been taught, it can be big trouble for them. I'm sure it has plenty of times. And plenty in wars and in battle. It's been it caused many a death. Many a casualty. Because people didn't follow the rules. Because people didn't follow the rules. A good soldier is steadfast. I think of that scripture. And you know what scripture. Some of you already know what scripture I'm thinking about. In 1 Corinthians 15 chapter 58 verse. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Hey, we got something to look forward to. We got something to look forward to. We should be steadfast. And of course, the context of that scripture talking about that great resurrection chapter that Mark's been talking about, the resurrection at the end of that. Because, hey, you know what? One of these days, he said, therefore, because of this, because there is going to be a resurrection and there is going to be a rapture, and there is going to be a reward. And we are going to go home. And these mortals are going to put on immortality. And this corruption is going to put on incorruption. This ain't it. This ain't everything. This is just the beginning. We're going to get where we're going one of these days. We need to keep that in mind. We're going somewhere. And because we are going somewhere, we need to be steadfast and unmovable right now. We need to be steadfast and unmovable. A good soldier. Steadfast and unmovable. God's soldiers are supposed to be finishers. We're not quitters, we're finishers. God's give us everything we need to finish. God's give us every provision we need to finish. We just need to go by the rules is all we need to do. It's God's soldiers. We need to go by the rule. Know what the rules are. Know what this is the rules for our faith and our conduct right here. God's people. I mean, this is our faith and conduct. What we're supposed to believe and what we're supposed to do. It's all right here. All right here in this. We need to know that so we can be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Our labor is not in vain. Payday's not come yet. I think of that old, and some of you probably read that story about that missionary that had been out on the field for years and years, and he was coming home on a ship, and at the same time he was coming home on a ship, some dignitary, some big official was on the ship also, and there was crowds there a-waving and a-hollering and a-cheering for that dignitary, you know, to see that big official. And the missionary got off the ship, and there wasn't one person there to meet him. Wasn't nobody there. And it made him feel sort of bad. But all of a sudden, the thought came to his mind, seemed like a voice said, "You're not home yet."
Yeah. Yeah.
One of these days, we are going to be home.
Yes,
we are going to be home. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. It's not vain. This is not something vain that we're doing. There's a purpose and there's a plan. We've got a purpose. I mean, we've got headquarters.
Yeah.
Headquarters is up there. One of these days, we're going to headquarters. We're going to headquarters. So we need to be faithful, steadfast, and unmovable until we get to headquarters. We are going there one of these days. If you're a child of God, you are going there. If you're not a child of God, you won't go there. But if you're a child of God, you're going home one of these days. And your labor's not in vain in the Lord. So you need to be steadfast and unmovable. And we need to learn how to be good soldiers. I'll just read these one more time real quick. And we'll be done. A good soldier always does what he's told without complaint or question. A good soldier doesn't have to be told to do the normal duties because he takes initiative and just does them. A good soldier never gets complacent or comfortable because that's when bad things happen. A good soldier has to be able to accept criticism and still be motivated. A good soldier does what he's supposed to do even when no one is looking. A good soldier gets there a little earlier, gets himself ready, and helps those around him to make sure they're ready too. And if a good soldier ever gets distraught or overcome, he just falls back on his training and does what he's been taught because he knows that's the best way to make it home. That's a good soldier. My son that's in Iraq, he's the one that sent this to me. And because some of you don't know him. Brother Barry, a lot of you do know him. But he don't pretend to be where he's supposed to be. He says he's not. He even says he might not be saved. And that's a little hard for me to believe the way he used to be. But he even says he might not be saved. But he knew exactly what he was saying when he wrote this stuff. Because he knew the reason Daddy wanted it. And so, see, he's made the comparison to himself. He knows. He knows. But like I say, Jared's got a keen mind. He does a lot of thinking. And I believe the Lord's going to make him think the right thoughts one of these days. And the Lord's going to reach him. So I hope something I read tonight has made you think and made you think about us being a good soldier for Jesus Christ, because that's what we're all supposed to be. And what we're all supposed to be. One of these days we're going home. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this privilege you give us to be here tonight. Thank you for the Word, Lord, your divinely inspired Word, a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Lord, help us to be good soldiers. Help us to endure hardness as a good soldier. And help us to please you, Lord, because you're the one that's called us to be a soldier. And you're the only one we need to please. Foremost, by far, Lord, you're the one we need to please, not others. Lord, not this world system. No one else. We need to please you. Help us to be good soldiers, Lord. Lord, we thank you and praise you for what you've done tonight and all that you are to us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
God bless you. Thank you for visiting Rogersville Baptist Temple's website and for listening to this message preached at Rogersville Baptist Temple.